Good evening, and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, and we'll be talking basketball this evening, both on the men's and women's side. So we got a good show coming up. I'm John Coffey, alongside with Matt Trenton. Our thanks as well every week to a couple of people working behind the scenes, and Jenny James and Ryan Elliott for helping make our program go every week here at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Matt Trenton, good game last night for the Bearcat men's basketball team. They're on a pretty good roll, still undefeated on the season. And since we've had our last program, three wins coming up for the Bearcat men.
That's right, three more wins and now 20 consecutive victories dating back to last February, wrapping up that the regular season there. So Northwest on a roll since last year and keeping it going. And Missouri Western played well last night, but the Bearcat defense obviously came out and put on a good show as well, holding them to just 60 points, and that's something that we've seen throughout the year. And three conference games, Northwest giving up just 54 points, so you have to like how they're playing there. And, you know, to go on the road, especially as rivalry games, you start with Missouri West in your first road MIAA game. You're going to Central Missouri on Sunday. These are some pretty tough contests, and even though we're talking before we went on, we don't think Brett Weiberg's actually beat Northwest yet since he's been with Missouri Western. You're going to get their best shot every time out, and you expect that when you go to Central Missouri here in a few days as well. So not easy games early on. You just got to fight and scratch and claw your way and just find a way to pull them out, and so the Bearcats did last night.
And for the Northwest women's basketball team, a couple of pretty good games over the weekend with Northeastern State and then Central Oklahoma, unfortunately coming up on the short side of those scores, and then last night just dug themselves too deep of a hole to get out of that first quarter.
Yeah, you go back to last week, you see them come out and played one of their better games this year against Northeastern State, of hanging around, having a chance, and just not able to pull it out. Then you go against the number 21 team in the nation in Central Oklahoma, and defensively played very well, really limited some of their better players for Central Oklahoma, and including their 6'5" player, didn't have a point, a rebound, a block at all, anything in the first half. Just couldn't quite sustain that for four full quarters, ended up falling by 4 points. And then, you mentioned coming out against Missouri Western and got down early on and couldn't quite dig their way out. So, you know, I think that's what you kind of expect with a young team, what Coach Shields kind of going through, fighting through some of that adversity early on in the season. And that was a tougher game for some of those younger kids, their first road MIAA contest. So you just have to hope they can learn from that and continue to build. And once again, they're also playing Central Missouri on Sunday, so that's never easy going to play the Jennies in their home floor.
Okay, so we look at it on a positive side. Some of those young players off that team get some valuable experience that they wouldn't normally be getting at that age. So hopefully this is something that you mentioned they can build on down the line.
Yeah, you can't take some of these setbacks or some of these losses early on and dwell on them or let them kind of eat away at your confidence. Hopefully it's one of those things they can kind of find a way to use to their advantage of just putting that experience in their back pocket and moving on. But pretty tough. A lot of these players, especially these young ones, coming from backgrounds of winning in high school and kind of facing some different adversity whenever you're getting some of those first losses in your college career. So just one of those things of finding a way to work through. We saw Coach McCollum his first couple of years at Northwest, and it wasn't easy for them, but obviously turning things around. They're number one team in the nation now and defending national champs. So just got to stay the course and stick to that process and hope things work out.
One thing that was announced this afternoon on the Northwest Missouri State campus, a dedication will be taking place in January concerning the Student Athlete Center, as Dr. Har and his family will be honored by having that particular center being named in their honor. That's just as you come in downstairs at the Lampkin Activity Center, an area for the student athletes to come in, do some studies and things prior to maybe getting their workouts going, and just a place for them to sit and relax. And that's going to be dedicated in Dr. Hart and his family's name back in January.
Yeah, and that'll be a really cool event, especially a guy that spent so much time here around Northwest Missouri State University and done a lot for the school, not only working on so many athletes, but being a positive influence, now serving with the Board of Regents as well, and doing a lot there. And that was a place that was actually the fitness center back when I was in school, and it's gone through some pretty drastic changes to get to where it is right now, and a pretty cool place. So it's good to see that Northwest Missouri State, everybody's being built to be champions on the field, on the court, in whatever you're playing, but also they have that opportunity to kind of step aside, focus on your studies, and there's something right there to where you don't have to go far in order to get that quiet time and kind of essentially a set-aside library for those those athletes to sit there and kind of work on their studies and focus on that. And so it'll be cool to see, and cool to see Dr. Hart get that that honor there. And mentioned he worked on some athletes. Heck, you've probably talked to him quite a few times. Your own ailments, haven't you?
Yeah, he was my physician
time
one
two.
Time before he retired from that. But he's been part of the Northwest program for years and years as a team doctor. His father was an instructor at Northwest from 1944 through 1979. He's been a part of campus really his entire life, and his family and his wife also have been actively involved. So very nice honor for Dr. Hart.
Definitely be cool to see. I'm sure a lot of athletes and folks around the community coming back out to support them during that time.
Again, we are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Our program tonight includes Bearcat men's basketball coach Ben McCullum. Also, player off his squad, Xavier Kurth, who is with us here, as well as Northwest women's basketball coach Buck Shield, and also a player off of his team and Mallory McConkey. They'll be all part of our program here this evening from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And support for the KXCV K&W Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. We'll be back to have more for you from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville right after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and business, as well as paging and public address systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. As we continue on, again, basketball the topic tonight. Xavier Kurth with us. He is a senior from St. Joseph Lafayette on the Bearcat men's basketball team. And Xavier, it's good to have you with us here on the program.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
You know, I had a chance to talk with you a little over a week ago about just the fact this season really seems like is a year where you're starting off the year healthy, and just that makes such a huge difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, being healthy, it's a big advantage for me this year because, you know, usually in the past, you know, I start out good, playing good, get some playing time, and then, you know, injuries put that fall back on me. So just this year being healthy, you know, it's been great for me and great for my confidence.
And just talk about your role this year with the team. What are some of the things that the coaching staff has set up for you, that for your expectations of what you can provide for the squad?
Just being a leader this year on the team and making sure we're holding guys accountable, both offensively and defensively, and more so on the defensive end, just providing that spark on defense to get us going.
One thing that Coach McCullum has talked about is just how much energy you bring to the floor and how that carries over to the rest of the team.
Yeah, I'm a big energy guy. I think that just goes to my personality, but, you know, I love defense. You know, I grew up with Coach Neff, you know, pretty much from the time I was in high school, but he always preached to me, you know, defense is going to win championships. So I always take pride in my defense. You know, I don't like, I hate it. I hate it when people score on me. I hate it when people score in general on the team. I can't stand it. So, you know, defense is one of those things that I like to take pride in.
And it really seems like you talked about Coach Neff at Lafayette and that kind of emphasis on defense there. That just really carried over into what Coach McCollum likes to do with defense as well. Just that emphasis he places on the defense.
Yeah, Coach Mack loves defense too. You know, that's one of the reasons I came here, because, you know, they're so similar. But one thing about Coach Mack is, you know, you got to be a competitor if you want to be on the floor. So, you know, the best way to compete is on defense to me. So, you know, it all works out.
And let's not take your offense for granted there. You can put up the ball up when you need to on an offensive set.
Yeah, it's not called upon very often, but, you know, sometimes when I got to let it fly, you got to let it fly.
Getting heckled over there by the coach.
Yeah, let it fly. But, you know, a lot of times my advantage in the offense is, you know, catching on the baseline and ripping and driving and making plays for other people, or cutting through the lane when JP draws that attention, you know, just getting those easy buckets.
Let's just talk about coming into this season as defending national champion, and you've had a heck of a run up to this point on the season as well, undefeated coming into essentially a week two of the MIAA season here. Just talk about what it means to be a defending national champion.
You know, the national championship last year, you know, that's one of the greatest feelings of my life. But coming into this year, you know, we have that target on our back, but as a team, we're not really thinking too much about that. You know, you have to start at the bottom each year to work your way back up to the top. So, you know, just because we won the national championship doesn't mean we're any better at this point than anybody else. We still have something to prove this year, just like we did last year, and, you know, we're just hungry to get that again.
Now, you talk about that target on your back, and obviously it's a little more of a target being a national champions, but this is something you guys have been kind of accustomed to the last several years with the success you've had up to last year even.
Oh, yeah, you know, being in Northwest, you know, you're always going to get everybody's best shot. So every game, you got to approach it like it's just one game at a time to get to that final goal, that national championship that you were talking about. But, you know, we know we're going to take everybody's best shot, so we have to be ready. We have to prepare and practice. We have to stay focused, and we just have to keep grinding and doing what we do.
Make a perfect example of that is last night down in St. Joseph in Missouri Western. The Griffins came out. They were ready to roll right from the opening tip, and you knew you were in the battle last night.
Oh, yeah, they were ready to play yesterday. You know, one thing I love about Missouri Western playing them is that they're never going to back down. So all those games, you know, it's a rivalry too, but, you know, on top of that, you know, they're not soft. So they're going to come out and they're going to throw some punches, you know, fight hard on defense, you know, give you know, their best effort on offense. So, you know, it's always going to be a tough battle when we play Missouri Western, especially when we do play at Missouri Western.
Got the win last night, but let's just talk about the last 20 seconds of that
game.
Oh,
man.
got the inbound there and fouled, and then it seemed like it was about 20 minutes of trying to figure out what happened with the officials before they got everything worked out. From your standpoint, what exactly took place out there?
You know, I'm just as confused as everybody else was. To be honest with you, you know, I just know I feel like I got fouled in the corner. The guy that flopped felt like I fouled him. Then all of a sudden, they're like, we need to go to the monitor. So we wait, and we're waiting, and he comes out, and he doesn't give any explanation to any of the players. You know, he probably gave an explanation to Coach Mack, but, you know, everybody else was confused too. So, you know, we go out to shoot free throws. They shoot free throws. We don't know why. But, you know, then the game resumes, but, you know, at that point, with 20 seconds left, and they needed to figure that out, because I was ready to start playing again.
Well, then you look up, and they've got Endow going to the free throw line instead of you at that point, at one point there to shoot a free throw.
Yeah, Chris knew what he was doing. Chris knew he didn't get fouled. He just wanted those 2 points.
All right, but the important thing was, you come out of there with a win, and it's one of those games where it just seemed like you were able to build as that game went along and get a double-digit lead, and once you got to that, you never let Missouri Western back in the ballgame.
Yeah, one thing we've been trying to do better of this year is coming out stronger in the second half. Last year, I felt like in the second half, we'd come out in those first 3 to 5 minutes, you know, we'd be in la-la land, you know. Wouldn't come out with much intensity, give up easy shots that would create easier shots for the other team down the road. So just that first 3 to 5 minute spurt in that second half is what we've been trying to focus on. I think once we got that out of the way and we realized that, you know, we're here to play now, and we got that turned around, I think that really helped down the stretch.
And let's just talk about what the Missouri Western game means to you, coming from St. Joseph Lafayette, being a St. Joseph kid, going down and playing at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse and defeating the Griffins. You've had a lot of success against Missouri Western in your time at Northwestern. What's that mean to you?
You know, it's basketball at the end of the day, but playing at home in St. Joe. You know, it's a great opportunity for me because I grew up with all those people that went to school there, basically, and seeing my friends and family, people that usually can't come because Maryville's too far. But just going down and just playing in front of, you know, people that you grew up with, it's a great feeling, and that's nothing that can be comparable.
And what went into your decision to play at Northwest Missouri State? Just kind of talk a little bit about what attracted you to come up to Northwest.
Like I said before, you know, Coach Mack reminded me a lot of Coach Neff, and I know I really like Coach Neff, so I figured I'd really like Coach Mack. You know, he's really big on competing, and that's one thing I love to do. And he seemed like he had established a culture here of winning and recruiting good players. And it seemed like when I came up here on my visit that everybody here was really close. And I felt like when I came here, I would learn not only to be, you know, a good basketball player and develop here as a basketball player, but also as a person with the coaching staff and the way Coach Mack handles everybody on the team.
I would think that the success that the team's had and has had since you've been a part of this program too, that the success means a little bit more because you guys are so close both off the court as well as on the court.
Yeah, you know, I've come in with, you know, multiple guys from Kyle Harrison. He, you know, he's not with us anymore, not in the, you know, the world, but on the team.
Yeah.
Came in with Chris, came in with Anthony Woods, came in with Dre Starsley, you know, all those guys. And then, you know, I'm going to graduate with Brett and Pitt. So, you know, I've been lucky to be here with some pretty amazing people. And not only on the basketball court, but off it as well. You know, they're some of my best friends. And I know those relationships that we developed in college are going to go way beyond here.
Just talk about your career at Lafayette, an all-state performer with the Fighting Irish, and what are some of the things that you think about competing at the high school level and some of the memories you have of being under Coach Neff?
You know, one big thing I always remember is, you know, we were playing at Staley for the semifinals my junior year, and I was completely lost. I had never played in a crowd that big. You know, I was too caught up in the atmosphere instead of the game, so, you know, my head wasn't really in it. And I remember the team that we were playing, Liberty North, they were shooting free throws, and I'm the big man on the team, so I'm supposed to be down there rebounding. Well, I'm at the other end of the court just dazing off, and he drags me to all timeout, drags me off, and he throws his jacket to the stands. And he said, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "Coach Neff, I thought we was on offense, man." And, you know, just that little bit that, you know, he always wanted me to be my best. And, you know, he's not going to accept average. He's not going to accept mediocrity. And, you know, there's plenty of times I can talk about Coach Neff. I can talk about Coach Neff all day. You know, he's one of my favorite coaches that I've played under. But, yeah, just being there and learning what he had to teach about basketball and as a person as well.
And I also understand that on top of what you were doing athletically at Lafayette, you're also student body president your senior year.
Oh, right? Yeah. Yep. You know, Lafayette's school about, I think, 800-plus students. So, you know, as my job as student body president, you know, I felt like it was important to know everybody's name. So I think that helped develop my personality, my character a little bit, just being somebody that, you know, a person could be comfortable coming up to, talking about their day, you know, just smiling at somebody, making their day a little better. I just always try to be the most positive version of me I can be.
And was there any platform that you ran on, that you, things you wanted to accomplish as a student body president?
I really don't know. You know, I just know my mom did it. My mom was like, "Zave, you're going to want to do it." I, you know, as a freshman, she told me that. I said, "Mom, nobody wants to be student body president." And when I was in high school, you know, everybody compared me and my mom. We were so similar in the things we did, except she just didn't play sports. She was not coordinated at all. So that was one thing I had over her. But she always wanted me to run for student body president. She told me one day it would change my life, and I honestly believe that it has.
And let's just talk about now, but just off of the court and basketball at Northwest, what are some of the things academically that you're studying here at Northwest, and maybe what the future looks like for you?
Yeah, right now I'm majoring in physical education. It's going pretty good. I just decided my major last semester, so I'll be here for a little longer than I expected. But just going through these classes and learning about different teaching styles and coaching as well, you know, I really see this as, you know, something that I really want to do for a long time, and I'm really excited about what the future holds for me. I know one day I'm going to be I'm going to be the coach that, you know, Coach Mack and Coach Neff are to me, to somebody else. So I'm just really excited for that.
Sounds like you got a couple good role models to model your career after there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I know how to win now.
And one other thing, too, I'm just throwing this out. If I understand right from last year, of course, Devontae Mosby, part of the program last year. He's such a musically guy as well with the instruments. I understand you guys kind of did some singing on road trips and things as well. Anything truth to that?
Who told you that, Coach Mack? But yeah, we would be in a store or whatever, and Demo would bring his ukulele, and he'd start playing some type. I don't even know what beat it was, but I just start singing to it. I love singing. I'll sing in the shower, sing in the hallway, sing in class. I'll sing anywhere, except on the radio. but you know, we had a name. I can't remember what the name was for our little 2-man group. But every time Demo brought that ukulele, I knew that we were going to sing somewhere.
And one other thing, too, Matt Trenton, who came to us from Channel 2 down in St. Joseph, Northwest grad originally, but we kind of feel like he saw the light and got back into radio here, but he was trying to bump you about who was your favorite interviewer through your high school career, and you can be honest with us now, I don't see him around here.
I see him over there looking. You know, it has to be him. You know, he was always real nice guy to talk to, real personable. You know, it didn't feel like it was an interview at all. I just felt like a regular conversation with him. So he's probably my favorite one.
All right. Well, again, Xavier, thanks a lot for being with us on the program, and good luck the rest of the season.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Again, that's Xavier Kurth with us from the Bearcat men's basketball team as the Bearcats season underway right now. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Once again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We'll continue to talk Bearcat men's basketball. And Ben McCollum, the head coach of the Bearcats, joining us. And Ben, 3 games since we've been on the show last, coming a little bit earlier last week on a Wednesday night. But let's maybe talk about the most recent one last night with Missouri Western. And a game where the team got off to a little bit of a slow start, but able to get it to double digits. And from that point on in the second half, never let Missouri Western back in the game.
Yeah, you know, I saw Bill Self after the game. What did he lost to Washington last night in the Sprint Center. And I think they asked him a couple questions. And one of them was, I remember his response. I don't remember the question. But he said that their trifactor was pretty low. I'd say the first half of our game yesterday, our trifactor was pretty low. We just, you know, it's tough. You know, I mean, you're number one in the country, and you have to get up for every game because the other team is going to be up. And I didn't think we were overly excited to play that game. But the second half, we were able to essentially flip a switch and be considerably better for at least a 10-12-minute stretch. And we made a run, and then they closed it out from there. So anytime you win on the road in the MIAA, it's a good win. Missouri Western's going to beat a lot of teams there. They're a tough team there. They play a very kind of I don't know, I call it a muddy style of basketball where it's not a free-flowing, it's not a clean game. You know, it's not overly exciting to watch, but, you know, they get it done and they compete really hard, and it's a tough place to play.
No, talking with you before the game about their record, they've struggled by getting some wins, but they've been in just about every game that they played this season.
Yeah, they keep themselves close, and I think that's their style of play that keeps them close, where, you know, it's such a muddy style of basketball. Defensively, they really pack it in on you, pack in the paint, and they're very physical. They play extremely hard. And then offensively, they really work the shot clock quite a bit and then opportunistically run. So, yeah, they've been up in a lot of games against really good teams. I mean, they went to Arkansas Fort Smith, and, you know, that game was a close game, and I think they're in the top 10. They've played a very difficult schedule, so I think their record's fairly deceiving.
And let's go back to last week at Bearcat Arena, the opening of the MIAA season with a couple wins with the Oklahoma schools as they made their swing through Northwest Missouri. The first game, that Northeastern State game, that was the first half where I think everything that you could possibly wanted to take place in a half really took place for you in that game.
Yeah, for some reason we were pretty excited to play, and I need to bottle that up, because if I could get that every game, I there's not a lot of teams that can beat us. We came ready defensively in particular, and then what naturally happens is when your defense is working that hard and you're that engaged, shots will fall, and that's why we hit shots that game. And then obviously I thought we defended really, really well. They didn't score. What did they score? 20 some points in the first half. So I thought we defended well, and then obviously Justin's performance was pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's what had a lot of people talking. 3 points by halftime, but again, it all stemmed from the defensive side. And that going into that game, that was an area that you were really putting some emphasis with the team, that you wanted to see some marked improvement on defense going into that weekend.
We've been working on it quite a bit. Just our energy and effort. We don't necessarily change anything in practice, outside of just emphasizing what we need to do defensively. You know, it's tough when you've had this much success to engage in those little things. And that's what we always say is the process is the thing that you have to be careful of, making sure that you maintain. I think people fall from, I guess, that high level process-wise a lot sooner than they do results-wise. And we need to make sure that we understand that the process is the important part. The results take care of themselves. And if we can continue having good practices, I think it'll show up in the games more consistently, and we'll continue to win games.
Well, after that win over Northeastern State, then on Saturday, Central Oklahoma was in town. And again, when you talk about defense, you limited Central Oklahoma to 12 points in the first half in that.
That was impressive. I don't know that in a half that I've ever done that as a coach. I mean, that was incredibly impressive, and you know, probably won't be done again. And they're a really good team. They were 6-1 coming into the game, and obviously had just beat Western at Western. So, I think that defensively, again, we competed. First half in particular, second half I didn't think we were spectacular, but we've just got to continue with that defensive energy, continue to understand who we are as a team, and that's what we hang our hat on, is our defense, and if we can continue to do that, I think we'll be okay.
Again, 3-0 in the MIAA at this particular point of the season, I from that standpoint, record-wise, you're right where you want to be right now anyway.
Yeah, I mean, if you win all your games all season long, you'll be right where you want to be. It's a strange dynamic.
I've also heard that if you score more points than your opponent in a game, you're in pretty good shape, too.
And that's what Austin always tells me, and I can never figure out what he's saying by that. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's our objective, is to score more points, and that's why we always say shooters won the war. So we'd like to have a lot of shooters, and if you score more than the other team, then you win.
Really seems like you've got a good combination of that with the guys that take pride in their defense, but also they come down and they can get some things done offensively.
Well, if you don't defend, you won't get on the floor. That's our theory. I just think that I'm a naturally have a defensive mindset. I think we've trended a little bit towards being really good and explosive offensively, simply because it really helps your defense. When you take good shots, when you take care of the basketball, when you work shot clock, that helps set your defense. It allows you to get stops. It allows you to make them go against your half-court defense, and that's why we're so good on offense.
And does some of that, too, as far as the pride that your players take in their defense, help as far as being unselfish on the offensive side where they don't really care who gets the shot or whatever, just as long as they get the results at the end of the offensive possession?
Well, it helps your shot selection. And when you have good shot selection, you're able to set your defense because you know when that shot is going up. You get chances at offensive rebounds. You also limit your turnovers because of unselfishness, because of being able to pass the ball. All those things offensively really help set your defense. And if you can set your defense with as much as we work on it, that's gonna pay dividends throughout games.
And we're talking with the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCullum. When we come back, we'll talk about what's coming up in the next week here for the Bearcat men's basketball team. That's coming up right after this timeout as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville with the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCullum. And Ben, another game on the road this Sunday afternoon. A little bit different with a Sunday afternoon game down in Warrensburg with Central Missouri. And let's just talk about that matchup with Mules.
It should be a fun one. It's always fun when we play Central Missouri. And I don't know. I think, what are they, 6-1, 7-1, something like that, and might be ranked. It'll be a fun game. It'll be good. I think they're defending well. Offensively, they're taking care of the basketball. I think they're getting the shots that they want. And it'll be a fun game, fun atmosphere, and hopefully we can come out on top.
Had a chance to see them at the same venue here a couple weeks ago down in Kansas City, Municipal Auditorium, as part of the MIAA Challenge. Again, some basketball's been played between then and now. What are some of the things that really stand out with what the Mules are doing this year?
It's similar to last year where they really spread it out with they play four guards and then their five can shoot a little bit. So they're very similar to last season. I think they try to defend, they try to compete, and then offensively they, it's five out essentially, and then they try to set a ball screen late in the shot clock and try to get something going. But it's similar to what they were last year.
And after that, you've got a little bit of time off with the finals week next week. How do you try to keep the team fresh and sharp when you go into this time of year where there's a lot of other pressures besides just basketball with this team?
I don't know, I guess, what the exact recipe is. I think that you just compete in practice. You don't overwhelm them with a lot of instruction. You just get in, compete, get after each other. They know what to do, and then get out, essentially. A lot of our kids work ahead, though. So our kids, hopefully, academically, are where they need to be, so they're not dependent upon these finals tests. And for the most part, that's where we're at in regards to that. And then, part of it is on Wednesday, generally, they get pretty excited, and And they're a lot better off at that point because they're done with tests.
That's a good point. Sometimes it can be the easiest week of the year if you get everything planned right, I guess.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us here.
Thanks a lot, John.
That's the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Once again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And when we come back, we'll turn our attention to women's basketball. That's coming up right after this from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrsulinFarmHome.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back into the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, talking Northwest Missouri State women's basketball with head coach Buck Scheel. Three games since the last time we chatted, coach. Northeastern State, UCO, and Missouri Western just one night ago. And starting the conference season off, three tough games. Northeastern come out, play well. UCO play even better, play with a top 25 team, that close to pulling off the upset, then struggling last night against Missouri Western. But early on, just kind of go over your thoughts on MIAA play. It's a tough conference, and kind of going through it with the young squad.
Well, you know, definitely just a lot of emotions over those three games. You know, you kind of have the shock and awe of that first conference game at home with Northeastern State, with a team that, you know, personnel-wise we were very familiar with, but we're doing a lot of things different from what they've done in the past. But, you know, going against a team that was primarily juniors and seniors, carrying the workload for them was definitely a pretty significant wake-up call, I think, for our kids, especially our young kids and whatnot. But then to battle throughout that game and not necessarily just kind of throw in the towel, but continue to compete and then carry that over to the Central Oklahoma game on Saturday and just do a great job of carrying out our game plan and what we were wanting to maximize and limit and things like that, and basically in control of that game the entire time. And got into that fourth quarter, and you know, by looking back on it, it was kind of one of those things that we just couldn't hold on. You know, we couldn't separate ourselves and just kind of let some little things pile up here and there. And you know, that's where we have to continue to work on that stuff.
You know, riding the waves with a young basketball team, and you kind of feeling your way out with them, and getting to know every different personality. Very pleased with the way the defense comes out and plays against Central Oklahoma, I'm sure, keeping them to 57 points. You know, and then coming out 77 against Missouri Western, you know, it's just kind of a matter of feeling everybody out before going to those games, especially on the road, a tough team like Western.
Yeah, you know, they're very aggressive defensively, and they create so much of their offense through their defense, and they always have. And, you know, I knew that was going to be one of the biggest areas that could potentially cause us problems. And so, you know, by not limiting our turnovers and things like that, was giving them a lot of easy transition looks and things like that. And you know, for a lot of our girls, with it being their first first game at Missouri Western as far as a conference game against a Missouri Western team is, it's kind of a reality check in regards to just the competitive nature of the MIAA, the competitive nature of a rivalry game where, you know, even if somebody's up 20 or 25 on you, they're still going to press you and they're still going to put the pressure. And, you know, so, you know, hopefully that's something that we'll, learn from. You know, like after a game like last night, you never know what practice is going to be like the next day. And I felt that they responded well once we got going. And so, you know, we just have to continue to demand that out of ourselves and just hold ourselves accountable as well as us coaches holding them accountable for a lot of things that we need to improve on.
We're going through a tough road game against Missouri Western, a tough road game against Central Missouri. Do you look to some of those veteran leaders, Tanya Meyer, Macy Williams, players along those lines of kind of taking charge once they're on the floor and keeping everybody in check, especially when you're going to that hostile environment?
Yeah, you know, they have to. You know, there's not an option when it comes to that, just because they're the two, as well as Mallory McAndrews, that have the most experience on our team within this conference and things. And so, you know, if they're not going to be the ones to, you know, step up and be those communicators and talkers and, you know, keeping everybody on the same page, our next options, we're looking at freshmen who are brand new and transfers who are brand new. And so, you know, that's the area that they really have to, you know, step up and start bringing something to the table in that area. And I think we're somewhat capable. Now we just have, you know, we've just got to take those strides and do it.
Well, you talk about Mallory McAndrews kind of stepping up as well. And 7 points last night and knocked down a lot of free throws. She's a guard, though, that's coming out and taking care of the basketball. And you know she's going to come out and defend well. And 31 minutes last night, so she's getting a little bit more each game. What do you see out of her, and what do you hope to see her or how to progress throughout this junior season?
Well, you know, she's always going to be that shooting threat, and everybody knows it. And so as she's figuring out this year, being on the floor more, that her looks are getting that much tougher. And, you know, we've got to do a better job of getting her some better looks, some easier looks and things like that. But, you know, she's grown a lot as a player and as a just an individual since her freshman year, where, you know, I've called upon her to, you know, reach out to some of our freshmen that are going through those same struggles that she did her freshman year. Because I, you know, as far as you know, my staff with Heather, my assistant, you know, she didn't witness Mallory her freshman year. She's only been around her these last 2 years. And so, you know, Mallory now isn't the Mallory that was here as a freshman. And so I think her ability to, you know, talk with some of the freshmen about some things and just the transition and not letting it, you know, wear you down mentally and physically, and just take it in stride and grow from those situations is something that I think she's really going to do well for us.
Talking Northwest Missouri State women's basketball with head coach Buck Scheel, going on the road on Sunday to the Multi in Warrensburg, taking on the Jennies. A good team once again coming in is Central Missouri, 5-1 overall. Their first conference game, though, will be 1:30 Sunday against Northwest. What are you seeing about out of the Jennies early on tape?
Well, right now they're very aggressive offensively. They've got, you know, a couple kids that are, you know, averaging double figures. But then outside of that, they've got several kids that are just very consistent with their production. And, you know, so for us, it's going to be very, very crucial that we're you know, locked into our game plan defensively, trying to take certain things away. And you know, for us, I'm just looking for a complete game. I want a complete game in regards to our communication and our effort. I think if our communication and our effort can pick up and become a lot more stable, then that's gonna fix a lot of our areas just with those two little things, because we've allowed a lot of little things just to continue to pile up, which in at the end of the day, a lot of it revolves around our effort and our communication with each other.
And you obviously come in, you have some shooters. We've seen that here throughout the year, some players that can obviously hit from deep. Central's one lone loss, Arkansas Fort Smith. They gave up quite a few three-pointers. Arkansas Fort Smith, 12 of 20. We're on the other side. The Jennies failed to hit from deep. limiting them from knocking down some three-pointers. Yeah. And, of course, anytime you can hit some doesn't hurt as well. But he able to take some of those game plans from some other teams and kind of workshop them in?
Yeah, you kind of got to look at what they were doing against them, but then you also kind of got to look at their personnel and maybe how some of the things they were doing maybe we can't do or maybe we can do better. And, from the early points in the game, I think a lot of times we settle for too many perimeter shots and have to establish more of a presence inside, because then those threes are going to open up. They're always going to be there. But if you can't establish yourself inside and not necessarily just having to get buckets inside, but just getting touches inside, getting the ball into the post, getting drives to the paint and things like that to pull in that defense and start, making them actually have to work and defend the basket is a good way for us to open up those perimeter shots.
One player we've seen step up and play well early on for your team, Mallory McConkey, joining us here on the Coach's Show. We'll have her on here in just a few minutes. But a freshman from South Nottoway High School right down the road here from Maryville, and playing Class 1 basketball, having to make that jump to Division 2. It's not easy, but she stepped up. And a big score at South Nottoway in high school, but she's kind of came out to Northwest and done a little bit of everything and done a lot of it well whenever you look at her line across. Averaging 4 rebounds per game, 3 assists per ball game, 6 points per game as well. And she's putting about 30 minutes each night, too, so she's getting definitely her time on the floor. A player that was a scorer that's coming out and kind of a Swiss Army knife for you here early on.
Yeah, that's been great to see, and it's been a pleasant surprise. Just because with all your freshmen, you never know what you're going to get out of them. You don't know if they're... if their minutes in high school can translate to minutes in college with their production. And, her specifically, she's, like you said, she's kind of been that Swiss Army knife, bringing a lot of different options out there for us. And, I'm very happy with how she's adjusted to the level, to the team. And, she right now, I kind of look at her as kind of being that garbage player for us out there on the perimeter, that's doing just a little bit of everything. And I think those numbers are just going to expand as she gets more comfortable on the floor, gets more comfortable with her teammates, more comfortable with what we're doing offensively and things like that. And to have a freshman be able to bring that level of production their first year has been great to have.
Sometimes you see even the greatest athletes, the players with the most talent, step in and can't quite fit to that new role, and a player that did score so much is coming in and fitting well. Is that just a personality thing that she's like, hey, whatever you need me to do, I'll do it?
Yeah, and a lot of it are things that aren't that aren't even discussed, saying that we need you to do this and do that. It's just a lot of it with her just comes down to her motor and her hustle. I didn't even realize it until after, Central Oklahoma, that she was out there for 40 minutes. And, if she would have shown some signs of being fatigued, then we would have, we would have gotten her some breaks, but we didn't need to. And, so to have somebody like that to just play through everything and do everything they can to help the team is great to have.
All right, Coach, well, we appreciate your time. We'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That's Buck Shield, Northwest Missouri State head women's basketball coach. The Bearcats heading to Warrensburg on Sunday to take on Central Missouri. We still have one more segment coming up, though. We have Mallory McConkey, a guard from this Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team, joining us here momentarily. We'll take a break and be back with more here from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back into Carson Sports Grill, downtown Maryville, for the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. I'm Matt Tritton, now being joined by Northwest Missouri State freshman guard Mallory McConkey. Mallory, we appreciate your time coming on. First semester on campus, you diving right in playing basketball here at Northwest Missouri State. Just your early thoughts on adjusting from high school to college as a student, but also on the hardwood too.
As a student, I mean, I was always pretty busy, and I feel like I even have less time now, but that's probably just in my head because I feel like I'm taking naps now. I never did in high school, so I guess I'm using my extra time for that.
Using it wisely too.
Yeah. And for the basketball part, it's a lot of fun playing college, and it's a lot faster, and I kind of like it that way too, but it's definitely a big transition. I think I'm still figuring it out.
Give me your initial thoughts and just the feeling like the SBU tip-off classic there to start the season down in Bolivar and coming out that first game against Ouachita Baptist and getting the start as well. The nerves going into that and how long they lasted before you kind of got into the rhythm of a college game.
Yeah, I was definitely a little freaked out at the first game. I mean, it's starting your first college basketball game is definitely pretty tough, but I think once I started going, I kind of just thought of it as any other game and started letting the nerves go away. But, I mean, I still get a little bit nervous before each game, but it's not as bad now. It's just looking forward to the fun that we're going to have.
Well, and the funny part, too, before that first game, Coach was like, call me crazy, I'm going with four freshmen in the starting lineup. And you guys jumped out to a 19-6 lead early on and played well. So that, at that point, you could kind of see that, you know what, this is going to work out for some of these young players diving right in. But going from that non-conference and then getting into MIAA play these last three games, and it feels like that competition level has to step up with just how good the conference is. But getting to witness that firsthand with Northeastern, UCO, and Missouri Western, how big is that jump going from Class 1 basketball playing in the PVC to now the MIAA?
The MIAA is just the past three games we played, they've all been really tough, and it's definitely way different from Class 1 basketball, but I just kind of look at it, I'm still coming out and doing everything that I can. But the MIAA definitely is tough.
Well, against Central Oklahoma last weekend too, a 57-53 loss, a tough one there. You guys led for, I think, 35 minutes or so throughout that basketball game and played well, but through the whole first half, a 6'5" girl in the post that set their single season record for blocks, averages a double-double, didn't have any points, no rebounds, no blocks in that basketball game. So to go in there and play that kind of defense and play well, does it kind of check mark each time you go out and play, like, hey, I'm good enough to be here, and it kind of builds that confidence up more and more?
Yeah, I did. It was disappointing losing that game, but it kind of showed everyone how well we can do. And just the first half, if we can play like that throughout a whole game, then we'll be set. Like, that was a lot of fun, and especially coming out of the first half, being up 12 points, we were still thinking like we still have to finish this. But it was cool being able to for us to play like that.
What's the difference going from playing in front of your home fans at Bearcat Arena to going on the road to St. Joe, and then, of course, this weekend playing in Warrensburg as well?
Going to St. Joe, I feel like we still had a pretty good crowd going, but it was different. We were expecting, actually, the Moes band to be, like, crazy, but they actually left at, like, halftime, I think. So that wasn't that wasn't as bad. But I think even going to Warrensburg, I think it's going to be a lot different. We're going to have to be able to push through that.
We talked to Coach momentarily just about the Jennies. I don't know if you had a chance to see them much on tape, but a team that's couple scores in double figures, the rest of the way in single digits, but it's pretty steady across the board. What are you expecting to, when you get to Central Missouri and take on the Jennies?
I think we were looking. We just actually started doing like a scout during practice today, and we kind of are just we know that we got a big girl down low that we need to go down on, but just being able to play defense all together is really the goal, and being able to not, we can't just worry about a few, we have to worry about all of them and just cracking down on defense like that.
We're talking Northwest Missouri State women's basketball with freshman guard Mallory McConkie. And what's the mindset for you been like coming in to where you're scoring more than 1,500 career points at South Nottoway and playing very well, very at a very high level in Class 1 basketball, that kind of coming in and taking on a new role, we talked with Coach about that a little bit, to where averaging 6 points per ball game, but you're kind of doing a little bit of everything else, so pulling down rebounds, distributing assists, and logging a lot of minutes early on. Is it weird making that transition to you're the go-to scorer to fill in whatever they need?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely different coming from high school. I was kind of the one that you kind of look more to see to get see score, but I mean, I still look at my chances, but it's not like me coming needing to score after every other play at least. And I mean, it's kind of, I wasn't really that pressured during high school, but it was a little bit less now, just knowing that like I can, Tanya, she's a really good scorer, and I think, I don't, both of them were, both ways, I mean, we're both a lot of fun, but it's definitely different.
Is that something you look forward to embracing as your career goes along of, you know what, I'll kind of stand in the back, be a role player now, but when the time comes, emerging into more of that, that primary scoring role?
Yeah. Now also, I'm not just like, I feel like I'm more of a decent defensive mind now in college, but still there for offense, but it's a lot of fun.
And still learning and growing with each game, each practice, I'm sure, too. What's that been like working with Tanya, who has put up a very good career, but then you look around and you have Coach Shield, who's logged a lot of hours, a lot of games, a winning coach, and then also Heather Howard, who went and a very accomplished basketball player on her own, right, and just kind of learning from all these coaches throughout.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun just hearing the stuff that they tell me during practice that I never, like towards the beginning of the year, that I hadn't really thought of, and just given their input on that, and it's helped me a lot. I feel like I've grown a lot as a player just from the few months going in during the beginning of the season, even to now. It's just crazy, I think.
We've come a long way, and still a lot of time left to go. Mm-hmm. Central Missouri this weekend, and just diving into the edge of that MIAA season. Mallory, appreciate your time tonight.
Thanks.
That's Mallory McConkie, Northwest Missouri State freshman guard from South Nottoway High School. The Bearcats taking on Central Missouri this Sunday at 1:30. We'll have pregame on KXCVKRNW at 1:10. Take a quick break and be back to Carson's to wrap up the show. You're listening to KXCVKRNW.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. As we wrap up this evening's program, our thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast tonight. And good show, and basketball coming up next weekend.
That's right. Northwest taking on Central Missouri. Women's game tip at 1:30 on Saturday. Pre-game coming up at 1:10 here on 90.5, 88.9. And the men's game following that at 3:30. Pre-game starting at 3:10 as well.
And that's coming up this Sunday afternoon on KXCV KRNW. Thanks to Matt Tritton, also Ryan Elliott and Jenny James. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.